In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So this morning, as you know, I hope that it should be in the bulletin that today is the oratorical festival. So we don't have too many kids speaking this time around, but so we decided that the main kind of sermon that you're going to hear today is actually going to be from one of our children who's participating. Of course, it's my Vasilia, so she will be the main speaker for today. But that's going to be a little bit later on. But I thought since today is a very important feast, that we at least hear something today to kind of keep us thinking about this important feast that we are involved in today. So as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about something that I was blessed to participate in yesterday, and it was the young adult retreat that was hosted in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, where I grew up, and it was in my old parish. And it was really a wonderful thing to see. We had around 70 young adults that were there, and they came from all over the place. We had a gaggle of kids from MSU ended up coming out. And then we had kids that were a little bit older. So we really did have kids that were ranging from 18 to 35 that were present. And the theme that they talked about was taken from this movie in 2003 called Love Actually. And their theme was love, right? And they were trying to discuss and come to this understanding of what love really is. And I think today, as we look upon the cross, it's important for us to ask ourselves, what is love? So I had the blessing of kind of opening up the conference yesterday. And one of the things that I asked them was, well, what is love? Because a lot of times we confuse love for things that we might like, right? So one of the things I told them was that Presbytera and I love to watch TV. And one of the shows that we actually love to watch is NCIS Los Angeles, because Father Larry loves LL Cool J. So, I also reminded the kids that I love hot dogs. Not right now, don't get worried. But I do, I love hot dogs, I love hamburgers. But the reality is there may come a time where I don't. Doubtful, but there may come a time where I don't. There may come a time where NCIS no longer is something that I really want to watch. Again, doubtful, but it could happen. See, these aren't things that we really love, right? These are things that we enjoy. These are things that we might really like, but we don't love them. Because love is something that doesn't really change. Love is something that doesn't change, and we don't feel like watching it. So the question that the kids had to ask is, well, what is love? Well, John the theologian tells us in his letters pretty clearly. He says, God is love, period. And then he tells us in his gospel that God so loved the world, that he so loved every single one of us in this church, that he sent to us his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. He sent his Son to all of us because he loves us. And that's what love is. Love is something that doesn't change with how I feel. God's love for me doesn't really matter about what I do, because I make mistakes all the time. But no matter how many mistakes I make, God continues to do what? Love me, right? It doesn't change. And more than that, he even shows us what that love actually looks like. So if you'll take a look behind me, what do you see? You see the cross. And on that cross, you see our Lord and Savior. That, my friends and my family in Christ, is what love actually looks like. Love is sacrificial. Love is something where we put someone else's needs above our own. And that is what our God has done for us. Today, we are halfway through our Lenten journey, and the church is asking us and reminding us that you are loved. No matter what you're going through right now, no matter how painful your life might be, no matter how many things you have to deal with, no matter how full your plate might be, you are loved. You are loved by the one who climbed upon that cross for you. But we're also asked to do something. And today we heard it. We are asked to take up our crosses and follow him. We are asked to take up whatever pain that we might have. We are asked to take up whatever things we're going through. We're asked to take these things up and we are asked to follow. Why? Because you're not doing it alone. Why? Because you are loved. You are loved by him, and he's going to walk with you, and he's going to make whatever you're going through bearable. So today, as we continue on our journey to receive our risen Lord, gaze upon that cross for the rest of liturgy and be reminded that whatever's happening, good, bad, or other, you're not doing it alone. Whatever's happening in your life, you are loved by the one who climbed upon that cross and has given all of us this wonderful chance to be saved. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.